Let us say amen. I might say he's crying for sadness. No, when I think of the words of that song, God so loved the world that he gave. He ain't got but one now. For the word said only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him, the Son, should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to honor the Lord for our being here and for Sister Brown telling the other side of me, I guess. Amen. She always says, Evangelist Edfield, that she's the captain of the ship. But I told her I'm the admiral of the fleet. I don't care how many battleships she commands. I got a submarine. Amen. And you know what submarines do. Sometimes they travel in wolf packs and they torpedo the battleship. So I let her think that she's the captain of the ship. Amen. She's not a brawling woman, but Solomon, he was so true when he said, just give me one room on the housetop. And she don't even want me to have that. So, I went downstairs and I got one little corner in my basement I call my study. She's got 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, living room and kitchen upstairs. Utility room and half the basement still belongs to her. And I thought I could be boss of my 10x10 study. So I need some retiling on the floor. And the other day I said, well, we got some leftover tile here, and brand new leftover tile. I was going to retile my basement in my room, see how I could do it. If I did it pretty good, I might retile the whole basement floor. I can use my study for experiment. He said, Daddy, we don't have enough tile of one kind. I said, I don't care what kind we got. Mix it all up. It's my study. I can put in there what I want. Anybody going to see it but me anyhow. I ain't worried about what's on the floor. It's one of what's on the shelf that I worried about. She said, no, I don't want my house. My. Yes. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you folks or not, but my house, my station wagon, my van, everything is my money. So I wonder, what do I own? I'll leave that alone. Now we thank the Lord for this homecoming. And like I told Brother Savage, I'm not long with it like I used to be. I doubt if I'll fill up that hour and a half tape, and I'll be about half an hour maybe. I said maybe. And we have a very fine speaker coming at 2:00 in the rest of the 2 weeks. I don't want to rush y'all to crowd on his time. And he's going to run a revival. And I sure hope that the ones that come out in these next 2 weeks to hear Evangelist Edenfield will take heed to what he's saying. And I'm leading it off, but I hope that you will realize that he's not playing when it comes down to preaching the word of God. I'm going a different way today. I want to try to have you out of here very shortly so you all can go and eat. But don't make the mistake of eating so much that when you come back, you'll be sleepy. That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing a preacher has to face, Brother Savage. A sleeping full, overfull folks. And they ain't hungry for nothing. You ever seen folks eat? You ever watch them eat? I better not say this, y'all probably getting me, but some folks go and get a, look like two plates of food. But don't y'all get mad with me now. It's all right if you eat it all. Some folks throw away half and what they get. Come on now. It'd be nice if you come to church and fill your plate up, not overfull, but fill it up with the word of God. Same way you go out and eat natural food. And going away feeling, I really feel good. I'm going to talk today from Revelation. Nothing new, because you have a fine pastor here that's been preaching these 16 years. I was kind of hoping he would have been preaching 63 years here. Amen, or 68 years. Or what, he had 62 years? 63, that made him up there where is he? Where he is. He's 72. So I let those that want to come up and catch me go ahead. I'm going to stay where I am. Everybody always reminding me, you're an old man. Oh. Sixth chapter, Revelation. I'm not looking for everybody to agree with me, because everybody have their thought. That's one thing I have learned, that's to respect people's right to believe like they want to. I didn't say I accept what they believe, but I respect them as a person. Though they might see things a little different from me, as long as we agree on the basic principles of holiness. There might be some here that believe in the ending, middle, beginning, or whatsoever. And I'm not going to fuss with you on what you believe. If you want to stay here until everything's over with, you got my permission. Now, since I want to leave before things start, how about you give me your permission? Amen. And if I'm right and you're wrong, I'll come back for you. And if I'm wrong, well, we'll go together. That's all. Is that good enough? I'm going to talk about the four horsemen of Revelation. I'm sure Evangelist Edenfield will show you how to get into heaven and what you must do to get there in these next 2 weeks. And we're living in a time now where people ought to realize time is hastily or fastly winding up. And some folks are sitting around still making plans for 10 years from now, 2 years from now. But you know what I'm doing? I'm occupied till he comes. I'm not making no long range plans. Because if theologians that I have come in contact with, who I admire, respect, and know more than I know, supposedly, they say the end of this dispensation is around year 2000, give or take. Y'all quiet now, see? And, well, if they're wrong, I'm still looking for Jesus. And if they are right, God knows time is short. Amen? We all know I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on. Time frame we're living in. What to look forward to next in the Middle East. This war ain't over with. There's not going to be a permanent peace until the Prince of Peace comes. And according to Daniel, his kingdom be established on the earth. Y'all don't hear me now. And at the Pentagon, I was at the top, rather, when this war broke out. Told the people, I said, I know where it's coming. And I know who the victor's going to be. Before the end came. And I said, telling people, don't think our intelligence, because I was working with intelligence, is stupid or dumb. We know what's going on. And I'm only going to tell you what I can. Amen. But don't think what you read in the newspaper is all correct. The media will train you and wash your mind. Or brainwash you. And give you information they only want you to know. And then you form your opinion from what you read. But there are things behind the headlines. And the answer to those things are found in the Word of God. Sometimes we're in such a hurry to get a brand new car because it looks good, but we don't read the fine print. And you go ahead and sign the contract. Then you haven't read the fine detail. Now you see those that are Holy Ghost filled folks. The Bible said when the Holy Ghost is come, the Holy Ghost will teach you. And it will bring all things to your remembrance. What I've said. It won't speak of himself. But that which he hears, what he hears, he will speak. Jesus come ahead of time and said, my words are not mine. Oh, y'all don't understand me. I see the working of the Trinity of heaven working in harmony, trying to get us to know what's going on. And when I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. 2 o'clock, okay. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. White horse. Important horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. The damn Hussein. Still in power. In the Middle East, still on fire. And that fire is uncontrolled, out of control, and still burning. Y'all don't hear me now. Man is trying to bring it under control. Don't worry, I'll be through in a few minutes. Amen. They're trying all the knowledge they have imported. People from all over the world trying to bring these flames under control. They might succeed in doing it. But here is a picture of the last day of the day of the Lord, which is to come. A cloudy, dark day. Sun blotted out. Moon can't shine. Can't see no stars. Hard to breathe. Y'all don't hear me. Didn't it say in the last day the sun shall be darkened? Now I didn't say this was the day of the Lord, but this is just a preliminary to give you an insight what is coming on the world. How come they didn't destroy all the oil wells in Babylon? Y'all don't like that word, Babylon. Oh, Iraq. Iraq is the, Iraq inherited the, amen, ancient land of Babylon. Piece of real estate that Nebuchadnezzar, amen, reigned on. It's now, amen, ancient, it's now in Iraq. Am I right now? Amen. How come they didn't bomb those? Because this European nations, amen, a few other nations are dependent on a style of life. Which depends on oil. Y'all quiet now. In order to keep the standard or the style of life up, they've got to have oil. Now listen, you Holy Ghost filled folks there, and you natural folks ain't paying me no mind, I know that. But the Holy Ghost people will look at what I'm saying from the biblical aspect and not the natural aspect.
You understand when I said biblical aspect? If even Saudi Arabia's oil fields have been exploded, Iraq's oil fields have been exploded, as Kuwait's oil fields are exploded, where are you going to get your... Come on now. So one was left intact, that there still may be a supply. Oh, come on, church. To keep us living, or the European nation, certain Asian nation, living the style that we're living in. You say, what does God do with the four horsemen? Give me time. In order to, amen, bring this war, amen, to action, the first horseman had to be loose. Good God from Zion. How y'all feel right now? And when he opened a second seal, I heard a second beast say, come and see. Another horse. Red. And power was given to him. And set thereon. Conquer. Take peace. War. Then peace from the earth. Y'all following? Number one is the war horse. And when war comes, peace is taken away. Uh-huh. Kill one another. A great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come. And see, and lo, I beheld a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a what? A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley. For a penny. And see thou. Hurt not the oil or the wine. The fourth seal. Now I can read now. Don't look at her. I can read. All right now. Well, Brother Savage said he got some new folks in here. So he ain't seen them before. So I'm going to let you know I can read now. All right. Go ahead. Come and look. A pale horse. And his name was called Death. And hell followed with him. Yeah. Yeah. And with hunger. With death. With the beast of the earth. That's all right. We got the four horsemen. A revelation. And while we're speaking of the four horsemen of revelation, there's also a fifth horseman. So there are 5 horsemen in Revelation. How y'all feel now? Now, this first horseman, he rode on a white horse. And he had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquering and to conquer. Amen. Now, these are 4 horsemen, amen, have been riding a long time. When this particular time is referring to the last day, when the last time they're going to ride, which will be in the latter days. But this time, amen, before him, this 4 horsemen, brother. No. Yeah. Amen, been riding a long time. Come on, church. You got, amen, to conquer. You got to take away peace. And when you take away peace by means of war, here comes famine. And when people get hungry and starving, amen, and pestilence comes in. And from pestilence and starvation and hunger, here comes death. You see what I'm talking about? Well, when did they start riding? Well, I can't name every time, amen, but I can tell you one thing, amen, they rode in the Spanish-American War. Now, y'all don't hear me. They rode in the Civil War. Y'all don't hear me. And they rode in World War I. And they rode in World War II. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. They ain't gonna ride again. Only those times they rode in certain areas and certain places. But in the last day they're gonna ride. I said they're gonna ride all over the globe. I want y'all to help me just a little while. You know when peace is taken away and hunger comes. You pick up your magazine. You listen to your radio. You read your paper. Amen. What hunger comes from. And you see children dying of starvation because of war and famine. No food. Y'all don't like what I'm talking about. Don't take God for granted. We are blessed people. Not a perfect people, but we are a blessed people. I wish that, Lord, have mercy. But God is a just God. And God will not overlook sin. And the nation that forget God shall be turned into hell. Judgment is coming. Whether you like it or not, the four horsemen gonna ride. And don't you Holy Ghost folks get mad with me. And here where we might disagree. 19th chapter Revelation. I ain't going to call 100 scriptures, don't worry. And the 11th verse said, then we're going to Revelation, 2nd chapter, 3rd chapter, when we get through that. And it said, when I saw heaven open, and behold, here comes another white horse. Now, he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Now, hold your point. Who is this faithful and true riding on this white horse? Come on back to Revelation, 3rd chapter. Woo! Glory to God. Now, listen, now, I ain't preaching like an evangelist. He's going to tell you something. I'm hitting you and missing a little bit. Come on now. Amen. Amen. I can tell you one thing. If you don't get be born again and live right, you're going to hell. Now I'll leave the rest for him. 3rd chapter, the 14th verse says, right? These things said the Amen. The faithful and true witness. The faithful and true witness. The same one writing in the 19th chapter Revelation and the 11th verse. Come on now. Who was called faithful and true. And who is the faithful and true witness? The one and only Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Now, going back to where you were. Yeah, 1911, oh God, amen. Yeah. Righteousness, duty, judge, and make war. All right now. Go ahead. Lord, now this is going way, almost to the very end of the tribulation period. Y'all don't hear me now. Woo. Now look, I ain't tell you nothing new because Brother Sav used to have a chalk way across that wall. And the amen. Come on now. I'm somewhere on this side of it. Amen. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, go to him. He'll tell you. Now we might disagree on this part a little bit, but amen, that's all right. We still buddies, ain't we, pal? Go ahead. And on his head, now he wasn't just given a crown, but many crowns. Many times he has conquered. Come on now. How many times in your life have Jesus conquered your enemies for you? Put them under your feet. Made them your footstool. Made them behave themselves. When the enemy came in like a flood, good God from Zion, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up the standard against the enemy. Woo! Hey! My leg hurts. I might get it up after a while, Brother Edward, and right now, so far as I can get it, amen. Go ahead, many crowns. And a name written that no man knew save he himself, vested, dipped in blood, and the name is called the Word of God. How y'all feel? That supernatural, good God, Word before the foundation of the world. Come on now. Before the earth was made, ever was, the Word was with God. Woo! Oh, shall I help me to preach? I believe that alone then. I ain't fighting nobody. Go with the God. Woo! Now, since we have established who this fifth horseman is, now who's the first one? Uh-oh. Here's where we disagree. You see, when I always study, I study two schools of thoughts. Not just my school, but I study other people's schools too, to see where they're coming from. And then what seems feasible and fall in line and harmony, which I lean towards, I accept. Now, if you accept the other one, I ain't going to fight you. But I tell you one thing. Some say, well, this first husband is the gospel age. Y'all quiet now. They bring out their points. But I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. Because the distinction between the first horseman and the 19th horseman are so different yet similar. Come on now. One is clothed, crowned, or given a bow, which is an earthly weapon. The other one, glory to God, he has the Word of God and got many crowns. Come on. And the Word of God is quick, powerful, speak the word, and it will be done. He ain't got to take no earthly sword. He ain't going to fight with no earthly weapon. With the breath of his mouth, he going to speak on the enemies, and they going to be destroyed. Woo! Y'all don't like me now. We got some seats up here if y'all want to sit down while I'm preaching. Y'all ought to be standing a long time. Amen. Well, one thing they got in common is a white horse. Since I found out who the 19th chapter horseman is, and I said the one in the first, amen, the first verse, the sixth chapter, or the second verse, I would say he is not Jesus Christ. I see him similar, projecting himself as, but not the Christ, a Christ. Hey, Messiah, come on now, but not the Christ, the Messiah, that makes him an Antichrist. I wish y'all helped me to preach. In my study, I found when I looked at the pictures, amen, the man, Napoleon. If I'm not mistaken, I seen him on a white horse. Come on. Going forth to conquer. Come on. And when I looked at Saddam Hussein, he pictured himself on a white stallion. Come on now. Those who have studied about him, amen, find out that he claims to be the long descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon. I wish y'all helped me to preach. And Nebuchadnezzar and some of the other kings, glory to God, amen, were typed of Antichrist because they persecuted, come on now, the Jewish nation. Come on, the people of God. Y'all don't like this now. I ain't hiding nothing from you. I'm telling you what history says. Glory to God. God has given his people a promise, and can't nobody take it away from them. You might not like it. You might not agree with it. But God can't lie. And when God said will be, it will be. Idols. Come on. And by Saddam Hussein, who's supposed to be a Muslim, amen. And I found out through chick publications how he said it began.
And I won't go into all of it. But it said when he decided to start this new found religion, he went into his tent. Amen. And throughout all, woo, the idols, except one. And the one idol that Muhammad kept was called Allah, which was a statue. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And from that word or that statue, he threw everything else except that one statue called Allah. I wish y'all help me. Now God has said, told his people, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not bow down to any graven image. Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Who will you liken me unto? Amen. Amen. Now if Saddam Hussein considers himself an ancestor of Nebuchadnezzar, good God from that, how can he be a true? Y'all following me? And God will destroy anybody that sets himself up as an idol. And he set himself up in statues all over Iraq. Come on now. Tall statues dressed in, amen, Babylonian garments. But the head was Saddam Hussein and wanted people to worship him. Y'all don't know where I'm coming from. God got everything under control. God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And somebody said, well, the United States intelligence didn't know that this Kuwait invasion was coming. Don't you fool yourself. I ain't dumb. Y'all don't hear me now. But we, Holy Ghost filled people, can see the prophecy coming on. And that's somebody talking about the new world order. Come on, church. Y'all don't like me, do you? But there was somebody who had risen to such a high standard in weapons and armament. Come on now, that put a thorn in the side. In order to get rid of them, there has to be an excuse. Oh, y'all don't like me now. When you study World War II about Germany, you will find out Hitler used excuses and had certain incidents that happened to justify him making war. Some things were planned. I wish y'all help me. And when this ambassador had a audience with Saddam Hussein, amen, and they said that she led him to believe that the United States wasn't worried about Kuwait. Well, y'all don't hear me now. Anytime I got investment someplace, I'm worried. You got your money in the stock market, you better start worrying. Y'all ain't listen to me. And so, amen, he was led to believe nothing was going to happen. Regardless of the situation, amen, he then invaded Kuwait. The first horseman was loose by wall. I wish y'all helped me to preach. I can't get it all in, but I'm trying to come in before I go too far out. But in the 13th chapter of Isaiah, and you read the 13th chapter, 14th chapter, 16th chapter, 17th chapter, 18th chapter, 29th chapter, 19th chapter, 20th chapter, 21st chapter, 22nd chapter, 23rd chapter. Then jump over to Jeremiah, 49th chapter. Woo! And come on back to Micah and get Obadiah in there. And get Amos in there. And get Daniel in there. And the first verse is the burden of Babylon. Burden of Babylon. Amen. And the fourth verse said, the noise of a multitude in the mountains as of a great people, a turbulent noise, a kingdom of nations gathered together, and a Lord of hosts to muster the host of a battle. They come from England. They come from, come on, church. Egypt. Woo! They come from Syria. Y'all don't hear me. They come from France. And you can't get no further away from the Middle East than the United States. They come from a far country gathered together. The United Coalition, and whether together, together for or against Iraq, who is ancient Babylon. I wish y'all help me in the preach. Can I get an amen? Woo! Hallelujah. Said, how ye? For the day of the Lord is at hand. Now, amen, Brother Edenfield, amen. We got the day of the Lord in the Old Testament. And we got it also in the New Testament. Referring to the day of the Lord. Come on now. This is a prophecy of something yet to happen. Y'all ain't happy now. Woo! And it said, is at hand. It shall come at destruction from the Almighty. The ninth verse said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. These two, which you better get saved. You better listen to the man preaching the revival. Time is winding up. Come on, church. Woo! For the stars of heaven and the constellations of them shall not give their light. Didn't Jesus say it? During the tribulation period, the stars gonna cease to shine. Sun ain't gonna shine. Come on now, the powers of heaven shall be shaken. There's gonna be signs in the heavens. Oh, y'all don't hear me? Ozone layers breaking up. Come on, church. Earthquakes in diverse places all over the United States where that never has been before. Come on, church. Tidal waves. Man, don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. trying to predict the weather today and come tomorrow is a different thing. Y'all don't hear what I'm talking about. The weatherman, he's puzzled. Put on a raincoat for this afternoon, the sun comes out. Come on now. Leave your umbrella and raincoat home, amen, in the storms. Oh, y'all don't hear me? Can I get amen? In the 19th verse, in the Babylon, the glory, the kingdom and beauty of the Chaldees, excellent, shall as be when God overthrows Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know how Sodom and Gomorrah was overthrown. Come on, church. And it shall never be inhabited, neither shall it dwell in it from generation to generation, neither shall the raven pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds met their fold there, but wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their house shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and what? Herbs shall dance there, and the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in the desert houses, and dragons in their pleasant places. And her time is near to come, and her day is not. It ain't gonna be long before there won't be no more Iraq. And you know why we having also trouble in the Middle East? Because the end of time is drawing near. Come on, and God is dealing with them and the Jewish people. And it deals with the Gentile folks. Amen. Even the time of the Gentiles is almost over with. Y'all don't hear me. And I believe we are going home. Hallelujah. Before all this hell breaker loose, I believe the church is going to have a homecoming. And it ain't going to be long. I wish y'all help me to preach. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen again? Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. How you feel, Brother Savage? You feel better? I ain't gonna preach much longer. Amen. Amen. The Micah, the 7th chapter. It said, whoa. Amen. It's me. For I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits. As a grape greenings of the vintage, there is no cluster to eat. My soul desired in the first fruit. And then the second verse says, the good man. And the word in Hebrew, good man, is asar. Woo! Which means disappear. The good man has gone. Church, wait a minute, church. Are we good folks? That sounds like a rapture to me. The good man is perished. Not just killed, but he disappears. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I can't get it all in the day because time is getting away from me. But I'm trying to tell you, we're going to leave here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Time is coming. And let me tell you one thing, don't you believe. Amen, because Russia, amen, has been a turmoil. And she's supposed to be coming democratic. Don't you fool yourself. Y'all don't hear me. Amen, I heard one man say, well, Russia's supposed to attack Israel and look like she, amen, she's breaking up. The Bible didn't say Russia and her, amen, her, you know, what's that? Satellite country. It said Gog and Magog. And then it went the name. Her one's going to conquer with her. And then said nothing but the satellite once and broke off from her. Come on now. And when is she going to aim and go against Israel? Look ahead. Woo! Where my glasses? How y'all feel today? Y'all feel all right? Can I get amen? Can I get amen? God is a good God and worthy of all praise. And praise is what just calmly for the upright. Are y'all tired of me? Are y'all tired of me? Amen. The Bible says, woe be unto Damascus, for Damascus, amen, is going to perish. And what is Damascus? Damascus is the capital city of Syria. And that city has never perished in history. But the Bible says it's going to perish. Which lets me know, good God from Zion. Amen. Israel going to do something after a while. Amen. This Syrian president, he went into Lebanon, destroyed the Christian. Y'all don't hear me? And went on in there and conquered parts of Lebanon. And amen, amen, Israel sat back. But let me tell you one thing. Amen. And Jordan ain't no friend to Israel. Saudi Arabia ain't no friend to Israel. Y'all don't hear me? But God made Israel a promise. Amen. In Genesis 15:18. Y'all ought to know where I'm coming from. Woo! Lord, Lord, Lord. Y'all don't like me today. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you ain't said nothing about sin, but Brother Hepfield gonna take care of that. If you can stand me, well, you can take him. In the same day, the God made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thou seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And the river Euphrates runs smack down through Iraq. Can I get amen? God give them all that land. Y'all don't hear me? When's that going to happen? Glory to God, when Israel, amen, gets tired of the workings of Syria, come on down, and Jordan, Israel is going to launch out, y'all don't hear me, and go and conquer and start a war with Syria, y'all don't hear me, amen, and going to conquer Jordan, oh, y'all don't hear me, and they're going all the way down to Iraq. And because Russia has a contract with Syria to come to their aid if they are attacked, Russia gotta keep their promise, and they're gonna come to the aid of Syria. And when this happens, 38th chapter of Ezekiel. Don't hear me. Don't turn to it. I'm just quoting. I'm trying to rush and get through here. How y'all feel there? They gonna come with a multitude. Oh, y'all know the prophecy. But oh, look at Israel. You don't have to fight. God gonna fight. Can I get amen? He gonna hail down hailstones. There's going to be an earthquake. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. They're going to kill one another. And they shall be 7 years. 7 years. Burning. Amen. Getting in the reward. Come on, church. And 7 years sound like something to me. 7 years. 7 years. There shall be 7 years. Amen. Look at here, church. Woo! If the millennial year comes in at 2000, y'all don't hear me. The tribulation can't start in a 3.5 year because it will overlap into the kingdom age. And if it didn't come in until the end of 2000, it'd be in the kingdom age. It ain't going to happen like that. I believe it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Woo. I wish y'all help me to preach. I'm going to close my Bible. But that don't mean I'm through. Hallelujah to God. Can I get amen? Get me Amos, 9th chapter of Amos. Woo, then I'm coming in. Y'all got to go out and eat. Lord, hallelujah. How am I doing on the table? Am I out of half yet? I'm doing fine. I'll stretch it some. Go ahead, preach. 9:14, what is that? 9:14. Yes. Of Israel. And they shall build the way cities. Oh, y'all know where that happened? 1948. I ain't got time to cover all that. Go ahead. And they should inhabit it. Plant vineyards. And drink the wine thereof. Gardens. Fruit thereof. God said, I will plant them upon their land. Oh, they shall never. Syria can't move them. Come on, church. United States can't move them. No country in the world can move them. Iran can't move them. Because God said, I'm going to plant them there. And they shall never be moved no more. Woo! I wish y'all help me to preach. Can I get an amen? If God does a planting, don't worry. Can't nobody move you. I heard the psalmist say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. Can I water bring forth his fruit in his season? Can I get amen? His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Can I get amen? God planted them there, and ain't gonna be moved no more. How y'all feel right now? Say it! Say it! Hallelujah to God. I don't know how you all feel, but my second wind is coming on. Can I get amen? I feel the fire moving! Woo! I said, Brother Hell moving. I heard the writer said, Babylon, is falling 2 times. Any Jewish theologian will tell you when it's mentioned twice, it has a double meaning. Babylon fell in a Medo-Persian time, but Babylon gonna fall again. Can I get amen? I wish y'all help me to preach. Say yeah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I can't cover it all. I gotta cut it short now. I gotta come in. How y'all feel now? But a homecoming. 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 Look ahead. When they shot those Scud missiles at Israel. Israel had to contain themselves. But I know why. In the 91st Psalm. How y'all feel right now? God addressing his children, his people. 91:4 said, for the first verse said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. I heard Jesus say to Jerusalem, her wings are protecting thing. He said, oh Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you up at a chicken. Come on now. And Amos spread his wing forth, but you wouldn't let me. He wanted to protect them. Amen. God's got wings to protect his people. Can I get amen? And if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Woo! Come on, daughter. Give me the fourth verse. Lord, I'm trying to get through here. Lord, cover me with this service. I feel like going to Daniel 7. Chapter. I'm leaving that alone. Go ahead. He said, cover thee with his feathers. Woo! Go ahead. Don't you be afraid of the Scud missiles, Israel.
Come on. Amen.
Don't you be afraid of the Scud missiles. Come on now. Y'all don't hear me. What? Don't be afraid. Go ahead. Tear up the way, it's a nighttime to shoot the Scud missiles. Y'all don't hear me. Go ahead. No, for the artillery or area that fought by noonday. Darkness. Yes. Shall fall at thy side. 10,000 at thy right hand. But ain't gonna come nigh thee, Israel. Can I get amen? Can't y'all see God protecting Israel? Come on, church. This is the first time in history that Israel has not retaliated, but they got a score to settle with Saddam Hussein. Y'all don't hear me? Can I get amen? Can I get amen? They ain't stupid and ain't foolish. Time is coming, and can't we do nothing about it? It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. But the war, woo! The war with Gog and Magog is going to start in the evening. And by morning, it's all going to be over with. Woo! Y'all don't lock me now. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Can I get amen? Can I get it? I can't cover every prophecy now. Look like too many coming to my mind. But I got to come in. But I said, woo! When did this thing start? When Sarah messed up. And wouldn't wait. She gave a handmaid. Oh, y'all know him. Come on. Who brought forth Ishmael. Y'all don't like me. Come on. I gotta cut short, brother. I can't get all this in here. And from Ishmael. Woo. How y'all feel? Came a great nation. Y'all don't like me now. Amen. Then Isaac had Jacob and Esau. Woo! Come on now. Esau had. Come on, church. And from Esau come the Edomites. And you got the Mennonites. Oh, y'all don't like me. Come on, church. And from Lot came Moab. Amorites. They all. And Moses. He had married an Egyptian. He had Egyptian ties. Y'all don't want to hear me. And then when Abraham lost Sarah, he didn't stop. That old man made Keturah. Married Keturah and had some more children. Come on. But Abraham, read your Bible. He gave everybody right. on his ass, all except Isaac. All right. He gave them some money and put them out. All right. Come on. Now you got all those people in the Middle East claiming Abraham their father and claiming the promised land. But the promised land was given. How y'all feel now? Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? They can claim it all they want to, but it's given to Israel. How y'all feel? I'm coming in now. Amen. The four horsemen been riding a long time. But one day, hallelujah, and not too soon, not too far off, there's coming somebody, the fifth horseman, and he's coming in the clouds of glory. Can I get amen? To judge and make war. Can I get amen? And when the fifth horseman comes, he's going to say, look here. Woo! Oh, you Antichrist. Don't need you no more. Amen. Can I get amen? Because the Bible said the false Christ, the false prophet, and the Antichrist going to be cast alive in the lake of fire. Can I get amen? Which means they can't ride no more. And since they can't ride no more, y'all don't hear me? We won't need no war. Except we don't need no war, there will be peace. We don't need the second horseman. Can I get amen? And since we're going to have peace, we don't need the third horseman. Because ain't going to be no famine. Ain't going to be no pestilence. Can't going to be no starvation. Can I get amen? And since we don't need the war horseman, come on now. The conquering horseman, there won't be no more death. So we won't need the last horse. Because ain't going to be no more death. Can I get amen? Oh, I know y'all been riding a long time. But I thank God for the fifth horseman that's coming. He's coming. And he's going to ride the stallion of heaven and the saints of God. Coming back then, I heard Jude say, he cometh in the clouds with 10,000 of his saints. Can I get amen? I know. I wish y'all help me to preach. I know God got more than 10,000 saints. But I know one thing. Where you gonna be? I'm gonna be somewhere in the number. Can I get amen? For John said, I saw a number that no man could number. Can I get amen? Having their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'll be so glad when homecoming for the saints go home. I'm going to ride. Somebody wrote a song said, swing down chariot. Let me ride. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Swing, 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 swing. Down chariot. Let me ride. I got a home on the other side. Can I get amen? I heard the songwriter said, when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, trouble will be over. When I see Jesus, heartache will be over. When I see Jesus, ain't gonna have no more rheumatism. I wish y'all help me. See Jesus, ain't gonna have no more pain. When I see Jesus, I ain't gonna have no more lumbago. When I see Jesus, on my head, I number. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? When I see Jesus, trouble will be over. I'm going home. going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm not afraid of what's coming on the world. I'm not afraid of what's going to happen. I'm wrapped. I'm tied. I'm tied in Jesus. Say yeah. Say yeah. 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 I feel like pressing my way. The four horsemen can't hurt me. The four horsemen can't hurt me. The four horsemen can't hurt me. Cause I've mounted my horse and I'm riding, trying to make heaven my home. I'm riding every day. I'm riding. I wish y'all help me. I wish y'all help me. I wish y'all help me. One thing, preacher, I don't know where I'm going to be this time next year. I might be, my body might be in the cold gray. Y'all don't help me. But when that trumpet sound, y'all don't hear me. Can I get amen? I heard somebody say, hallelujah. When my body is buried in the ground and the worm eat my body, y'all don't hear me. And the bird eat the worm, y'all don't hear me. Amen. And the crow, come on now. The hawk, eat the bird. Y'all don't hear me. And the eagle, eat the hawk. Y'all don't hear me. But when the trumpet sound, the eagle gotta give up the hawk. The hawk gotta give up the bird. The bird gotta give up the worm. And the worm gotta give my body up. Say yeah! You might take my body and move the graveyard and move the graveyard and take my body and grind it up in a cement factory. Y'all don't hit me. And make cement for bricks, for a wall. But when a trumpet sounds, the wall gotta give up the cement, and the cement gotta give up my body. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home to be with the Lord. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for Jesus, who is the light of the world? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Y'all don't hear me? I'm going to see how good our IQ is. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? When we get to heaven, I'm going to see Isaac.
Well, yes, sir.
Who you going to see?
Jesus.
Jesus.
What's wrong with Jacob? Oh, y'all both know Jesus?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
What's wrong with these preachers?
Jacob.
Moses.
Elias.
Enoch.
Peter.
Elijah.
Yes. Yes, amen. We're going to see Daniel.
Hosea.
Ruth.
Jeremiah.
Glory to God.
Yes. Yes, amen. But see, Jesus.
Joel.
Samuel.
Jacob. Yes. Nahum. Amen. Habakkuk.
Shadrach.
Meshach. And Abednego.
Daniel. Joseph.
Elisha. Not Elijah, but Elisha. Amen. Noah.
Isaiah. Timothy.
Zechariah. Malachi.
Obadiah. Miriam.
Zephaniah. Paul.
Haggai. Abraham.
Micah. Peter.
James.
Paul. Matthew. John.
Mark.
June. Bartholomew. Glory to God. Woo! We're running out. Hey, man.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey. Glory.
John the Baptist.
Woo!
Woo! Bartholomew.
James.
Isaiah.
Methuselah. I ain't had no problem.
Yes.
Woo. Moses.
He's anointed.
Isaiah.
He's anointed. Woo. Noah.
Jude. Yes.
Ezekiel.
Hosea. Amos.
Woo! I, John.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
John saw the Holy Spirit.
Coming down from God out of heaven.
All right, man. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Jesus.
Luke.
Matthew.
Mark. John.
Jesus.
Woo.
Who we gonna see? We might see Paul, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All of those disciples, but when we get to all, we gonna see Jesus. We gonna see Jesus. And what he gonna say to us, preachers?
Well done,
thou good and faithful
servant.
You've been faithful. Be thou ruler
over many. Enter in.
To the joy.
Yes. What'd you say?
To the joy of the Lord.
Forevermore.
Say yes.
Yes.
Woo.
The voice of many waters. And I heard the voice, as it were, the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us give honor unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, and the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Right blessed and holy are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen.
He can't be crowned King of Kings until we get that. He can't be crowned Lord of Lords.